mass demonstrations and elections that at this point may be called into question. Joining us now is the BBC's Wira Davis, who's in Tahrir Square. Wira, I understand that activists in Egypt called for a million person march through the middle of Cairo today. Is that happening?
Well, I don't think they're going to get a million people. But what the impressive thing about Tahrir Square is that there are now several thousand Egyptians from all sexes, all races, all creeds, all cultures, all religions, a big mix of people. And they've reoccupied Tahrir Square. Of course, this was a square they left back in February after Hosni Mubarak's departure. They thought their job was done back then, but they have seen the military maintain its hold on power. And they say they will now stay in the square until the military agrees a much more rapid timetable for change. And again, as I say, a million people will be a very difficult ask, but I certainly expect several tens of thousands of people to be in the square by the end of the day.
At this point, I know that you actually tweeted recently, you said it's difficult to see how parliamentary balloting can begin on the coming Monday with this crisis unfolding. Is there a chance that the elections could not happen?
There is that chance. I think there are some, perhaps, in the ruling military council, there are some others who might want that. But, of course, a lot of people, even the military men who hold power, say they want the elections to go ahead. But the problem is if there's violence, not just in Cairo, if there's violence in other parts of the country, then it is difficult to see how that is conducive to a free and fair election. Not all of Cairo, of course, is affected by the protest. It's mainly Tahrir Square. It's mainly central Cairo. And in many other parts of the city, life is continuing normally. So even though there may be those who say this isn't the ideal situation in which to hold elections, maybe I think the decision will be eventually to try and go ahead with the elections, even though there is disruption on the streets of Cairo.
We're speaking with Wira Davis of the BBC, who's in Tahrir Square. And Wira, how is the police there reacting to the protesters? Are we seeing the kind of brutal crackdown we've seen before?
Indeed, many people are still being affected by specifically tear gas today and beatings. There's one area, the Interior Ministry, which is just off Tahrir Square, which is the focus for much of the fighting, and it has been for 5 days now. Again, a lot of young men have been going in there today. The Interior Ministry is very much the focus of their attention because it's seen as a symbol of authoritarian rule here in Egypt. And there's a lot of heavy fighting still going on outside the Interior Ministry. Riot police and military police fighting, clashing with protesters.
So, let me just ask you, is there a specific single demand? They want the military to give up power, and does that mean they want the council, the same council that offered to resign, to take over?
No, the civilian administration resigned, but the military leadership is still there. And what the protesters want is a much more quick timetable for handover to civilian rule from military rule. They want elections for the president, for example, next year, not the year after. It's that kind of more rapid timetable to change they want.
And so, Wira, the million-man march that may be just hundreds of thousands, perhaps just tens of thousands, that will continue through the week, or is this a one-day thing?
Well, Friday is always a big day here, so I think it will continue through to the end of the week. I would be surprised if it's here today.
Wira Davis reports for the BBC from Tahrir Square. Wira, thank you so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.